schools in Dillingham let out for the summer last week, marking a joyous three-month break for many of the students, but the end of the school year is more bittersweet for a retiring school teacher. Ina Bowker retired from the Dillingham City School District after 30 years of teaching. Bowker was raised in Manicotic and has taught a bicultural class now for decades, instilling Yupik traditions and language in hundreds of students over the years. She recently sat down with KDLG's Matt Martin to share some memories of the past three decades.
Thanks for joining me today, Ina.
You're very welcome.
You know, looking back on your career and your life here in Dillingham, you know, over 30 years, I just imagine you go to the store and see all your former students around.
Well, you know, I am so grateful I have been able to teach many of my present students' moms and dads. And when I go into a kindergarten class on the first day of school with them, I sit them in a circle and I look at each student and I ask them, oh, who do you look like? And usually right on the spot, I'll say, I bet you your mom is. Or I'll say, I bet you your dad is, because of the resemblance. And they will look up at me with great big eyes and they'll say, oh, how did you know? And I'll say to them, because I had your mom in my second grade classroom or first grade classroom many, many years ago.
I was told to ask about your time selling Tupperware in Maine.
Yes, I did. I did sell Tupperware in Maine. And the community heard somehow after I did my first housewarming thing with Tupperware, our house selling. Yeah, you guys got to invite this Eskimo lady. She tells really good stories. And so I was booked solid for a whole month, I remember.
Most successful Tupperware salesman in Maine.
Yes, I was.
And so I also wanted to ask you about the work that you've done with the bilingual or bicultural classes here that you've been doing in Dillingham. So, I mean, is that something that you hope that, you know, you can maybe be an inspiration for students from this area to come back and, like yourself, you know, be a teacher that's from this area who can teach the culture and the language of this area back to the people that live here?
That would be so awesome if we could have many of our students come back and become teachers, because they know the culture, they know the environment, they know family, they know the community. Everything about that is so important as a teacher.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts as you start this new chapter of your life?
Well, it has and is still so emotional for me. Matter of fact, for the first 3 days after I turned in my letter to the superintendent, I cried for 3 days. So on the second night, my husband said to me, if this retirement thing is making you this sad, just call the superintendent and tell him you changed your mind. And I said to him, but today was the deadline at 4 p.m. He said, today's not over. You have 4 more hours. That made me smile. And every time I walked into the classroom after that, I would have tears. And every morning I had to redo my makeup because I would be crying as I was driving to work. I'm not exactly sure what to think about this next chapter in my life, because teaching and being in school is what I have done since I was 5 or 6 years old. All these years, and it has been my life. I have thoroughly loved my job, and I will look back on my time at Dillingham City Schools with many, many wonderful memories.
Well, Ina, I think it's going to be a big loss for the students of Dillingham to not have you around anymore. But I thank you for coming in and sharing some of your stories and experiences with us.
You're very welcome.